For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Some baseball players from the class of 2020 haven't played their last game just yet. Although the coronavirus canceled their senior season, some Warren and Logan County High School baseball players have a final chance to take the diamond this weekend, courtesy of the Bowling Green Hot Rods. Lisa Autry explains in this report.
COVID-19 forced the class of 2020 to miss out on senior trips, prom, and graduation. Another casualty of the pandemic, spring sports. 18-year-old Ethan Gregory was heading into his senior season of baseball at Greenwood High School, and it was going to be their year.
We were looking forward to this season. We thought we were going to be like the top dogs because we just had it all put together this season. We worked hard in the offseason, and it was rough.
Jason Jaggers is head baseball coach at Greenwood High School in Warren County. He says his players were shocked at the beginning of the season, but held out hope the season would just be delayed.
When that didn't come to fruition, you know, it was tough on all of us. For our team in particular, we had some high expectations going into this season. So it was tough for them because, you know, you always try to prepare them to understand and play every game like it's going to be their last. But unfortunately, we didn't understand that ours was actually going to be a scrimmage.
Some baseball seniors will get to lace up their cleats one last time after all.
That ball's out of here. Number 17 on the season for Chris Betts. A two-run shot, and Bowling Green has opened it up here 9-0 in the seventh inning.
The Hot Rods, Bowling Green's minor league team, is hosting Senior Showcase on Saturday. The players will take the field at Bowling Green Ballpark for a final turn at bat. Eric Leach is the Hot Rods general manager.
For me, also as a dad and a sports fan, for the seniors who lost their season, you know, not having that closure, not having that final game, that's what this is all about. A positive memory to end their careers with.
The game will feature senior athletes from Greenwood, Warren East, Warren Central, and South Warren, as well as some players from Logan County High School. 18-year-old Lance Upright is a graduate of Greenwood High who will play baseball for Western Kentucky University in the fall. Anticipating a memorable senior season, he wasn't ready for the curveball thrown by the coronavirus.
You know, we all had really looked forward to it, and we thought we were going to be a really good team this year. And then when it got taken from us, it just kind of hit really hard and took some time to find peace within it. But I think this event's going to give a little bit of closure to everybody, so that's good for us.
Hot Rods GM Eric Leach says despite unprecedented times, the recent graduates deserve the proper send-off.
We're doing the headshots of every player. We're going to do full all-star introductions to where every player gets their name mentioned and they get to run out, and even post-game fireworks. So we're treating this as much as like a Hot Rods game as we can.
18-year-old Connor Maddox is another Greenwood graduate who's relishing the chance to play one more game with friends and his parents in the stands.
Like, along with me being, you know, upset and mad about the season being canceled, so are my parents. I'm sure their parents were as well, because I mean they love watching us play. They know we're all really good friends, and they, you know, it hurt them when that got taken from us, so I think they're really excited to come watch us play together and just have fun again.
Tickets for Senior Showcase on Saturday are still on sale to the general public. With COVID-19 restrictions, capacity will be 1,500 people. The gates will open at 5:30, and first pitch is scheduled for 6:35. Guests will be asked to wear masks, have their temperatures taken, and take a socially distant seat. Just another curveball in the game of life during the pandemic. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.
By the way, Aranda arrives at second, and that's an RBI double for him to make it 3-0 Bowling Green.